We're back, and I'll take care of some business before we get into the last portion of the show. On the last few breaks, we heard new music from Funky House Brothers with I Wish, also Mark Aurel and Raymond Ray featuring Bentley Jones with Have a Nice Day, and of course, you can learn more about both of those artists at khb-music.de, khb-music.de, Funky House Brothers and Mark Aurel and Raymond Rave. And on that last break, we heard Laura Cheadle with Be Myself and The New Realm with Here We Are Alone Again. And you can learn more about both of those artists at deucemusic.com. Laura Cheadle and The New Realm, deucemusic.com. So that is that. And now we will do some Scambusters with some Ann Jackson because it's just not a show. Unless we do that, right, Pip?
That's right.
Right, right. So what else? What are our categories?
Well, the ever-popular Mr. Davin. Then our second category, this is iffy because she doesn't always whip it out, but ball-busting blue.
She whips it out.
Category.
She whips it out. You know, she doesn't whip out anything all the time. You can't you can't cage an Ann Jackson.
No, you can't predict her.
No. You just appreciate Ann Jackson for the free spirit that she is, Pip.
Absolutely. Well, this is why I'm going with category number three. Fuck you. No, that's the category.
Oh. I thought we were just having an airing of the grievances.
Absolutely.
So we got Mr. Davin, Ball Busting Blue, and Fuck You.
I ain't afraid of no scams.
Joe.
Seven Mr. Davins.
Seven.
Zero Ball Busting Blue.
What?
Zero. Ball
he has
blue.
No faith in you.
I don't have faith in Ball Busting Blue. I have plenty of faith in Pip, not Ball Busting Blue.
Fuck you.
And with Fuck You, I will go with seven.
Seven.
No, I beg your pardon. Wow. Five. 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 Five.
Five.
Five.
Five. Fuck you.
All right. Five. Fuck you. All right. Wow. He's expecting a few evening. All right.
Every time.
I'm going with five, Mr. Davin. I want one Ball Busting Blue. I expect at least four Fuck You. Lisa says four Mr. Davin. No Ball Busting Blue. No Fuck You. Mm. Joe's Girl says five Mr. Davin. One Ball Busting Blue and one Fuck You.
Tell you what, not a lot of confidence in your selections, Miss Helix.
I know. I will be proven victorious.
I hope with the Ball Busting Blue. I didn't think you even had confidence in Ball Busting Blue. You only put it down once.
I know. Well, she only whips it out like one time per session, I noticed.
You can't have too many balls busted.
Right.
You know, I mean, if she had two busted balls, well, that would be an emergency room visit.
I'm free to no scam.
Right. Okay. Dateline, August 28th, 2014. Mr. Davin!
One.
That's one!
I think victim A believes in me. She gets deeply hurt by the scam. I do understand her. We've been having these conversations with victim A and Anne, and like where victim A was like trying to talk some sense into Anne.
Yes.
Number two, this is why I sent to Jennifer. This is what I sent to Jennifer. They admit themselves as scammers, and here's what she wrote to Jennifer. Jennifer, I was at the end of the street. I was at the
end. She was at the end of a rope.
No. She was at the end of the street.
She was at the end of the street. I'm at the end of the street.
It's a good name for an album.
Yeah.
I was at the end of the street because I am suffering from financial problem, which you and James Miller make my life really useless. I got nowhere to borrow money at all. No one will lend me any penny. I am still looking for jobs. I am working four jobs now, but it is still not enough to pay for the debts at all. What type of job do you have where you can work four jobs?
I don't know.
Really? Does she sleep at all?
That's a lot of chat room work.
Yeah, really.
Can you imagine what I am suffering? My company often asks me to go to head office. Oh, that could be one of the jobs. Before they insulted me a lot, I told them I will continue to look for jobs to pay the debts back.
They insulted her a lot. They called her an asshole when she explained what happened.
Well, that's not nice, Joe.
But
Once you lose the trust, you never get your reputation back. So do scam cases. Well, she's on point there.
Mm.
Your dad and James H. Miller are coward.
Fighting words.
Number one, the person who brought this to our attention issue. She lies to people in public, but your dad keeps the silent, which makes me piss off. It means your dad admits himself as a scammer. Her dad being Parker Green, the Marine. That rhymes.
Parker Green, the Marine.
Yes. Number two, James H. Miller never makes a video to claim himself as a victim, but fucking hiding and asks the money from his lover Rita, which makes me suffer from recovery scammers. It is shame. Number three, one Chinese girl studies at university in Japan, working part-time job at the same place with me. This girl is the same age as you, so she reminds me of you a lot. Did she get hit by a car?
Yeah, really.
This is at the international airport. It is really hard for you to stay alone in UK when I see this Chinese girl. I really think she's really brave. Fall has come. I do hope you will never get cold. I really want to shed tears. this went from, like, fuck you to, like, empathy.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. My dream will never... Number four. My dream will never come true. I have no money, and I can do nothing. I am learning special cooking and how to run a restaurant. I am working at two restaurants, part-time jobs. I ask the staffs to tell me how to make cocktails and cooking, even though I do not drink any alcohol. Once I really wanted to run a shop and a school, but that will never come true due to the debts.
She wanted to run a shop and a school?
Sure.
What is she running, the G.O. store? Guess.
G.O. store?
That's what we used to call it in school, the school store, the G.O. store.
Okay. Number five, Brown Cotton is a stupid FBI man. He never learns lessons from his mistakes. So do you. I did warn you, but you never listen. I have no way out. Just hope you can be fine and I cannot contact you anymore. Number six, kindly tell James H. Miller to return the money to me. I did not have social insurance for 2 years. I had no money to see a doctor when I was sick due to the idiot funds transfer.
The idiot funds, all goofy money.
She's talking technical jargon now.
Idiot funds?
Yeah, sure. I can say Brown Cotton never collects the info and makes sure the funds transfer in advance. This is why he destroys my whole life. Your dad and James H. Miller do too. Seven, please do not reply to this mail. I just want to tell all of you, you claim to help me, but in fact you kill me and destroy me. You are also coward and cannot face the reality in the world. It is right time to say goodbye to you. Never expect me to meet me or come to Asia, and I won't meet anyone from all of you. Your dad is very stupid. This is what I see through. And do not reply to me.
Your dad is very stupid.
Your dad is very stupid. And I go, the emotional and financial effects from a scam are often devastating. August 29, 2014. Mr. Davin!
Two.
They are fucking liars. They will get arrested. They are still online. August 31st, 2014. And this letter she wrote to Victim A. This is a letter from Ann to Victim A. I am waiting for your payment details, then I will send it out to the FBI. I am fucking mad and will let the fucking idiot IC3 man Brown Cotton get arrested because he is very stupid. I do not believe him because he does not know how to bust the scammers. They use my info and source. How ironic! I don't really think it's irony.
Yeah.
I don't think it's irony. I will take actions very soon if these fucking scammers, Brown Cotton, David Moore, and Melvin Santos, do not reply to you because they took your money, $2,500. Then she writes to Victim A, please forward all the mails from Brown Cotton to me. Thank you, Anne. Mr. Davin!
Oh, three.
I will go for another job interview. This time I can negotiate the paid with the owner. Maybe I can get social insurance from this job. I really want to learn how to cook well. If possible, I really want to work at one international hotel in the future, so I need to try to learn many things from now. I also need to get a cooking certificate. I am very busy, but I am happy to work a lot. Then she's writing this to Miller. Criminal James H. Miller. No, she's, giving him a title. Nice.
A cute little nickname.
Yeah, you are a fucking liar from the very beginning. Yes, this is true. You want to jump out the window or commit suicide. I am waiting for your death news. If not, I will call FBI to arrest you since you are from Kansas. I will... That's a reason to kill somebody right there. Are you from Kansas? That'll kill you. I will send out all the info, including your grandma's address.
Wow!
Why are you dragging me into this shit?
Don't worry, Nana.
I don't give a fuck. I don't want any of this bullshit. I'm just trying to knit a pair of socks.
Return the money to me. Your friend Green lies to me saying you would be in jail for more than 25 years in Dubai. You are fucking criminals. I have never get any money from you. Jennifer Green is also a fucking criminal, saying the funds will release to her. She is a typical scammer. She went to the bank asking for the traffic fare, and she got the accident. Wow. The fees was never completed because she got many accidents, and this is fucking lies. This is a scam.
Many accidents? Oh, an accident. You got by a truck.
Maybe the truck backed up over again.
Could be.
Hit her once. Finished her off. Brown Cotton will have nowhere to go, and Melvin Santos is covering him up, so all of you are scammers. I will do unrest report to UN, and he will get punishment to locate your hideouts. Believe in me, you are hiding. Brown Cotton is an Asian, and he is a Pedro Simpson. I don't know what the fuck that means. Brown Cotton is in Asia, and he is a Pedro Simpson?
He's a Pedro Simpson?
You know what you are.
That was one of the characters.
Yes, it was. But now, Pip, you're a Pedro Simpson.
Well, how dare you?
Mr. Davin.
04.
Kindly post these criminals on your websites. I will send it to UN, Interpol, and FBI again and again till they arrest them. Thanks. I'm going to do the cyber war. These people will be arrested. Thank you so much. They are scared to reply to the mess media after taking the money from the victims. They are 100% for sure scammers. Joe, why are you laughing?
The mess media always cracks
mess
me
media.
Up. They're such an asshole.
And then she gives me all the email addresses. She gives me IC3's email address. She gives me Eric Bohr's email address and his regular address.
And she wants you to report them because why?
Well, because they're scammers and criminals, Joe. Then they're incompetent and they fuck up.
But it changes. I mean, either they're scammers or they're incompetent.
I'll just let the FBI sort it out. I'll call them everything and let them figure it out.
Lisa is very good. She made the connection between the fake media and the mess media.
Well, I've been saying that for a while. It's just a fake. It's a fake mess media. I've said there's a link here. If Ann Jackson doesn't wind up in this cabinet before this is all said and done, I'll be shocked. I don't know what she's going to be in charge of. Maybe English, but she's going to be in charge of something. Ann Jackson needs a place in this cabinet. And then David Copper's on the list. Dr. Melvin Santos is on the list. Oh my God, there's a place called 10 Drury Lane in London. Yep, that's real. Miller's on the list. Parker Green's on the list. Jennifer Green's on the list.
The gang's all.
Morris Mariba's on the list.
Morris Mariba.
Everybody's there.
Roll call.
Yeah. This is IC3 man called Brown Cotton staying in UK, threatening me a lot after making mistakes to my cases. He took the money from the victims and never contacted the victims. He asked the victims to open case files, sending the money to his agent. And then she shows me a picture of fraudulent David Moore's picture. Here you go, Joe. Fake a...
I gotta see... Hey,
Joe's looking at a picture of the fake ID of a nice white old man that's allegedly the FBI.
Look at the way they spell FBI like it's a band poster.
Maybe they're putting out telephone poles.
God almighty, this is so awful. They don't give a shit.
No, I mean, yeah, but it looks like they had to squeeze the B and the I in. Like, they've made the F extra fat, and, like, the B's like, fuck it, I got to lose some weight.
No, it's a new band logo, man. Looks cool, huh? No, it stinks.
You would have chipped in for it if the right guy sold it.
Just the records. I had to chip in. I thought the logo was awful from the get-go.
Yeah, well, maybe it should be something like the FBI. A fat F, a skinny B.
I think it looked cooler.
Sure.
FBI looked better.
Then you guys could all wear little badges with your little face next to it. Mr. Davin, kindly send it to the Pentagon. I'll get right on that.
Isn't that five?
Yes.
Thank you.
The U.S. will face the most crisis from now. I once told you the truth. Really? I missed that day.
Yeah, really.
The war will happen soon. It will start from Russia. Remember, this is from 2014, and she's talking about this shit. From the scam.
Yeah.
She kind of is like Nostradamus.
What?
Oh, God help us.
Look, she's out of her mind. We all know that. However, when she talks about policy and world affairs, she's pretty much on it.
Yeah.
she would be a help to the president. He's got to find this Ann Jackson. I'm no longer watching Fox News. I'm talking to Ann. She told me there's a situation. I got it from Ann Jackson's blog. That would be awesome.
She told me I shouldn't trust the mess media.
That would
be agree with her.
That'd be fucking great. I would love to see that
press
conference.
She uses all the best words.
She's got a very good brain, that Ann Jackson.
Yes.
Joe's not amused. We're making fun of his president.
I'm not making fun of my president. You just liberals crack me up.
Okay. Well, as long as you're amused. Let's see. It will start from Russia. From the scam to see the world situation. This scam is real terror activity, and they are raising funds to buy a weapon, and final target is to destroy USA, attacked by Russia, China, and North Korea. Well, that's going to be a shitstorm. They are They are planning the war. North Korea is trying to attack Japan. The USA will come to Japan. China will use this to help North Korea due to the territory issue. The second biggest war, Al-Qaeda. She meant Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda. You see all the Al-Qaeda guys in a cave going, wow.
It's like they're retarded cousins.
They just all stop, wow.
Oh, I thought it was us, but it's not. It's Al-Qaeda.
After wow.
They are recalling their brotherhood. They are using the code to unite the Islam. Please read the news. And then she gives me a link from theinquisitor.com. Russia's waging war against all of Europe, Lithuanian president claims. That's true. The Al-Qaeda is leading terrorists now. Many Islamists are against the U.S., Western world, and they are anti-USA. Well, that's true. Europe and U.S. are ISIS' next targets. And that's from a New York Post article. Mr. Davin.
Six.
Yay, six.
Recently, the scammers are from Myanmar, according to my research. They move there because Myanmar is also near Thailand.
Malamars, they're delicious.
That's Myanmar.
What is it?
Myanmar.
Okay. Okay, Leaky, thank you. Myanmar?
Myanmar.
Myanmar. Is that like Bilbar?
Sounds like the cat named it.
Myanmar.
Well, they're the ones that told me, so maybe that's why it sounds like that. Myanmar.
And you think Anne's nuts. They moved there because Myanmar is also near Thailand. Recently, Thailand, it sounds like you got something like a bad taste in your Myanmar. like you licked a turd. Myanmar. Yeah. Recently, Thailand is facing unstable issue. The black mafias or terrorists go to Myanmar. Recently, there are many scams in Japan now. I do see the sign on the streets, ATM machines, and convenience stores saying, be careful of scam. I think the scam is increasing in the world. Mr. Davin.
Seven.
Ooh, seven.
This is the terrorist conspiracy. The issues of Syria and Ukraine. This is coming from 2014. Putin was from spy. Do not forget that he can play cards well. Oh, we're going to play Uno. They are playing war games. Maybe the Gulf War will happen again. And then she sends me an article from Yahoo where the U.S. Coast Guard fires Iranian boats in the Gulf. They want to destroy U.S. and NATO from Saudi Arabia. They use Africa to destroy Western world, France, and U.K. More and more Islamists will support their brotherhood and they will fight against Western world. Then she sends an article. Top German spies say Islamic State's brutality eclipses whatever. So notice 65% of the population in the world is Islam. I don't think that's true. Pip, is that true?
I don't know.
Why don't you Google it?
All right. What is it? And what's the percentage?
65% of the population in the world is Islam.
Okay.
I can't imagine that being true. I think Christianity is still the biggest religion. We cannot stop this war. This war is from firm belief in Islam, which is the biggest threats to the Western world. Let's see.
Well, let's see. The first thing that pops up is 23% for Islam.
She must have read it somewhere. Oh, well. Anne was wrong. Shocking as that may be. The war will happen soon. France will send the army to Africa. How about the UK and USA? They'll send more armies abroad. And then how can you protect yourself? This is the big war. The war destroys the world. China is waiting for the chance. As long as NATO gets a threat from Middle East and Africa, they will have a chance to attack Japan. The USA has not enough soldiers to come to Japan. North Korea will attack Japan, too. This is the biggest war. All right, we're not fucking sending our soldiers all over the place because we don't have to. We have aircraft carriers. We have fucking jets. We don't got to send soldiers all over the place.
And drones.
Right. And drones. That's very right, Joe. And NATO doesn't fucking worry about the Middle East. NATO has to do with Europe.
We have the machines to work for us.
Yes. Mr. Davin.
Oh, eight.
From the scam to see the terror activities of the world. And she sends me an article. Britain raises terror threat alert to severe. The British government today raised the threat level for international terrorism to severe, including a terrorist attack is highly likely, but based on intelligence not necessarily imminent. UK Home Secretary Theresa May released a statement Friday saying, she's the Prime Minister now, isn't she?
What's her name again?
Theresa May. I think she's the Prime Minister now of England.
Oh, geez.
I think she's running the show now.
Look that up.
Isn't she the one who just met with Trump in America?
Oh, God. Yeah, I think
maybe,
you're right.
Yeah.
UK Home Secretary Theresa May released a statement Friday saying the increased threat is related to events in Syria and Iraq where terrorist groups are planning against the West, that some of those attacks are likely to involve fighters who have traveled from the UK. Then we go to...
And you're right.
I am right. That never gets old. Good. See? Look at this. Then we go to Damn It All Red.
Hmm.
Uh-oh. Damn.
It All Red.
Al-Qaeda. She's got some extra letters in there.
What was that? Huh?
Al-Qaeda. It's like a band that's like experimenting with their logo, Joe. Yeah. It's different every time you see them. They haven't hit upon it yet. Al-Qaeda has their terror activities around the world. You killed one bin Laden. I didn't do shit. The war never stops, but it causes the real big war in the world. They will target Asia, too, from Africa, Middle East to Asia, Thailand, the Philippines, and China, Japan. The final target is the U.S., U.K., and France. Putin is a smart person who knows how to play chess, and they are also facing the religious and racial issues in their country. He has to face the serious wars, the wars that no one can stop, but the threats from Al-Qaeda. And then, that's pretty much it. Then she sends me an article, Filipino troops pull greatest escape in Syria. So that is that for this week. No ball busting blue.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so disappointed.
Didn't feel it.
What are our totals, Pip?
Well, we had a disappointing show for my choices. I mean, she really overdid herself with 8, Mr. Davins. And the closest one was Joe. And then ball busting blue, nothing. Joe and Lisa picked that. And fuck you, nothing.
Fuck you is usually a good one.
Yeah, I know.
You could either say Lisa won because she said 0 and 0, or you could say Joe won because he got really close with the Mr. Davins at 7 and 0. So I'd call it a tie between Joe and Lisa.
All right. Well, if you want to call it a tie, you call it a tie. I will sleep on it and get back to everybody in the morning. What I would call that. Well, you know, we learned. Interesting thing. Ann really gave us a dissertation on global policy.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I know. Freaky. Interesting.
She really is calling. I mean, she's getting articles from all over the place, but for all her batshittedness.
When it comes to that, she, you know, like I said,
like
that
a
makes her interesting.
Policy idiot savant.
How long have I said that? I mean, she'll just ramble, and then she'll talk about policy dead on.
Is this Ann? This is President of the United States Trump. I've been listening to Davin's Den. I think we can add you to the cabinet. He could do worse.
Weirder things have happened.
He could do worse. And Ann could work a couple jobs. She could be in the cabinet. She could be one of the cooks. She could be the ambassador to Japan. That should be able to pay off her debts.
Yeah, it should.
She's not as crazy as you all think she is.
Oh, come on now.
Nope. My Ann Jackson's got it together. She's the cat's Myanmar.
Myanmar. By the way, Lisa bows to Joe's prowess and says that he won this week.
Yay.
Why does she do that?
She said she missed on the Mr. Davins. But, Lisa, I would have to point out to you that Joe expected 5 fuck yous, and we got nothing.
Yeah, I mean, Joe completely whiffed on fuck you. And that's
fuck you.
That's usually his ballpark. He usually knows a good fuck you. I kind of thought Lisa would get it because she got 2 categories.
Yeah. Well, so did he.
Oh, Joe got 2 categories, too?
Well, he was very close on the Mr. Davins.
Yeah, but the closest no cigar, not in this.
Oh, I say give it to me.
Of course you say give it to you. Nobody else is going to say give it to you.
Hmm.
What do you think, Pip? Make a call.
Well, you know what? When you say that Lisa picked 2 on the nose, then by a teeny margin, she wins.
There you go. And Canada comes out on top of the USA because Joe just fell a hair short.
Canada's always on top of the USA.
Oh, a geography joke. I like geography jokes. All right. Tau of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tau of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao of Energy LLC. Make sure you go over there. Give them a like. They're good friends of ours. Tao of Energy LLC on Facebook.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Gentarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, it's your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16s, weddings, office parties, or anything that just has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. And Portobello also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. And on April 21st, the great Kevin Lee will be performing, so check that out and experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Gentarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Gentarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Gentarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.gentarellispizzanj.com. That's www.gencarellispizzanj.com or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Gencarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old-world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Gencarelli's.
Mazel tov. Pip, mazel tov.
Thank you.
You got through that without fucking shitting yourself for a change. We're happy. I didn't know if you were going to do it, but you got through it. There's no giggles. I am impressed.
Thank you. I'm so miserable that I plowed through.
Sounds like the worst date ever. Side Splitting Productions. Hire a comic. You'll laugh more. It's good for you. Great for office parties, your restaurant. Private events, fundraisers. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com. 551-404-3094. Joe, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at McGuire's Comedy Club this Thursday. Thursday, 8 o'clock show, governors.com. Check that out for the reservations and info.
McGuire's is on governors.com?
Yes, it's part of the club.
Why don't they just change it to Governors?
Huh?
Why don't they just change it to Governors? And what town's it
in? It's in Bohemia. The name's already established, so the club just kept the governor's name over the other names.
They're a monopoly over there.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Mike Dillon, fighting a good fight, not letting it go down. I think even George Gallo now works at Governors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they all come back to home to roost.
Yeah.
Except Mike Dillon and Paul Bond. I don't think Paul works there, does he?
No.
No. And JJ doesn't work there.
Good. he did, but he let him up and he bombed and threw him out.
Okay. Thursday, February 23rd, Slide Spinning Productions presents Comedy at the River Grill in Newburgh, New York. Mike Morris is your headliner. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. 845-561-9444. I'll be there, so you can say hello to me. Saturday, February 25th, I'll be performing in Croton Falls, New York at the Schoolhouse Theater. For tickets, call 914-277-8477. 914-277-8477. I think that is that for tonight. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Like the page, Davin's Den on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Davin's Den. Thank you for listening to the live or the replays. Pip, feel better. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.